are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Marie from Madison, by the way, just texted in. I'm finished with the last dipper, but her point is cogent. She says, this is Marie in Madison. For the most part, I think polls are propaganda tools to sway potential voters because data can be manipulated to say anything you want. Said, I could survey two people, get two different answers, and then frame a headline to say that 50% of the people polled feel a certain way about an issue. It's all in how you frame the questions and manipulate the results. You are, of course, correct, Marie. That's why there's, in the polling world, there are indeed junk polls, and everybody knows it. Call them push polls. You know, look at the way the questions are run. When you get into real polling, you start having what they call crosstabs. That's where you can look at the demographic data. You can examine, you know, how things are going in a much deeper dive. Those crosstabs tell you a lot. And so there are some polls and pollsters that run what we would call a very solid and somewhat, you know, intellectually based organization. But to your point, there's a bunch of junk polls out there too. All right. I'm going to intro this next dipper. We're probably going to take a break like right away because I'm pretty sure Butter's head might explode as I get into this one. Former naval aviator that you are, bro.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation.
So I'm calling this dipper Fly the DEI Skies. Fly the friendly skies? No, fly the DEI skies. So this dipper sort of arose in my mind as something I wanted to pursue when a story broke on Sunday afternoon. Oh, my soul. Here's the headline from Fox. You ready? FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. They are not playing. So here's where it goes. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, right? They are overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg's Department of Transportation. They have a diversity and inclusion hiring plan. Diversity, equity, inclusion. And they literally say on the FAA website, targeted disabilities are what they're basically trying to. They're seeking to hire people with targeted disabilities. And then they define it. Targeted disabilities are those disabilities the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. They are literally saying that if you apply for a job and you are a dwarf who is partially paralyzed with extreme mental issues, you may be first in line for a job with the FAA. The people, by the way, that oversee safety in our airline industry. The FAA's website states that people with, quote, severe mental and physical disabilities are often the most underrepresented. I want to know when it became a thing that somehow, with all the HIPAA laws and all the privacy matters, and that now you're going to apply for a job and say, by the way, I have a psychiatric disorder. Oh, well, let's bump you to the front of the list. I mean, does it work that way? Is that the way people go get jobs nowadays?
Well, it was quite the opposite experience for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I wanted to be a pilot and fly in the Navy. And they said, well, you can't see quite just well enough. I mean, like, just. And they're like, so I ended up in the back seat. So I don't know. Maybe I could get a pilot slot now as a vision impaired person.
Let's go back. Go ahead and resign your commission. Come back in as a warrant or something, and just go.
Yeah, all the gooses from Top Gun, all those guys out there that were all my bros. Yeah, we were sorely overly represented by seeing impaired. So I guess we should all been pilots now. Yeah.
Well, and not only that, but
the nature of the beast.
Didn't you guys also? I mean, there are some jobs in the military where they screen you for psychiatric, right?
Oh yeah.
There's mental evaluations.
Yeah. We can talk about more about that.
Not in the FAA. No, when the FAA hires tens of thousands of people, they look for things like, hey, do you have a psychiatric disorder? We need more people like you. I got more on this. It's interesting. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on Frozen Taco Tuesday. Need some extra hot sauce on the Frozen Taco Tuesday. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Fly the DEI Skies. Butters, I got to ask you, during the intro of this topic a moment ago, did the little data on your watch begin to indicate an heightened sense?
So far, my breathing techniques have kept me calm.
Blood pressure didn't go through the roof. Look,
this is a bit different than the SecDef issue we were talking about the other day, because I can just choose not to go flying.
Yes,
I can't do anything about them losing the SecDef.
Yeah. By the way, he's out of the hospital as of today.
Well, that's good.
I hope that you were gainfully looking for that.
I hope he recovers.
Yes, indeed. So if you missed it before the top of the hour, we got an article here that kicked off this whole dipper for me from Fox, came out 2 days ago, that says the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is prioritizing hires using DEI to look for people who have severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. That brings me, like, no kind of comfort. Now, I will point out, they do say they employ tens of thousands of people for a wide range of positions, from administrative roles to oversight and execution of critical safety functions. Okay. If you're looking for janitors and you don't care that they're, you know, psychiatrically unstable, okay. I don't know what the measuring stick is when they say, we'd like to interview you. You said that you're psychiatrically troubled. Could you please elaborate? Oh, you're good. Where's the cutoff? Like, oh, you're not good. Oh, so you eat people? No, we're not bringing you in. What's the cutoff? I don't have any idea. Can you imagine?
I'm not really sure. I'm actually on the FAA website right now, and I'm struggling to understand the first phrase of diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel. I understand. It's going to happen, but no, the only thing that matters is competence.
It's exactly right.
It's a very dangerous, very complex thing.
Well, okay, so you bring up a point. There's a whole lot more to the world of safe flying than just the pilot in the cockpit. There's air traffic controllers. There's the mechanics that, you know, that make sure that they are, you know, ready to roll and go wheels up.
And shout out to the mechanics. They're probably the most integral piece of the entire thing.
Yeah, they are. I mean, good Lord.
But yes. And down to, you bring up the janitor. Not that you're necessarily out cleaning out the, but like leaving tools out and leaving mops and all that kind of stuff laying around. Everybody's got to have some level of competence when you're involved in
something. I had a guy that was a neighbor who used to be a mechanic at Hartsfield International in Atlanta. And he said, you know, everybody's got all their own, you know, like you build your career, you know, you've got your own tool. He said, nobody marks their tools. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you just don't put your name on your wrenches. Because the minute one of them gets sucked through a turbine, you don't want anybody to know it was yours. And I thought, good Lord, there's like a whole world of danger out there I hadn't even thought of.
Yeah, including people.
Including people. Like hostile work environment, because you're working with the guy who eats people on the weekends.
Yeah.
So a piece here from hotair.com says, the FAA's DEI push is scarier than you think. Says the airlines have been bragging about how diverse they are, although diverse has an odd definition if it means that the flight crews are all of one sex, because that's one of the big things. There's a look at the all-female crew from our most recent flight, said American Airlines, and everybody's like, what's your point? Do they fly? Can they serve coffee? And is everybody happy because they paid good money to be on the flight. That's what we want to know. Are you getting me there from point A to point B without difficulty and on time? It says, the story is too juicy to check, so I decided to check it just in case. As it turns out, indeed, the FAA's DEI webpage makes it clear they are actively recruiting severely mentally ill people because they are underrepresented. And it goes on to point out the same things I just said about, you know, the types of things that they consider. But then where's that spot? Where is, let me see if I can say it. Oh, goodness. He said, adding in dwarfism is a nice touch. I never thought about the barriers to employment that dwarves must face, to my eternal discredit. And he goes on to say, basically what we're looking at here is if you are a blind, paralyzed, mentally ill, intellectually disabled, one-armed dwarf, you could be an air traffic controller.
Mm. And I hope that's somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
Somewhat.
But you are on their website right now. Yeah. That a lot of this is, yeah. But it does definitely sounds like they're going to lower standards for an optic.
Well, and that's just it. And you just refined the discussion there. Lowering standards so that you can say you did. There's a thing like the whole glass ceiling argument. It goes away when you realize that the only reason they got hired was for the glass ceiling. Like Ketanji Brown Jackson is a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States. I've said before on this show, she is probably eminently qualified and superbly intellectually capable and a student of the law. One would like to believe all that's true. She will always have an asterisk by her name, though, because President Biden said, I will be actively looking for a black woman to go to the Supreme Court, which means she was not necessarily the most qualified. She was just the most demographically qualified. And then she won the right to go by nomination and confirmation.
Yeah, it's some scary stuff. I mean, you can't forget the air traffic controllers, for example, the mental stress. Mental health is a big issue. I had air traffic controllers that worked for me back in the day on active duty in one of the busiest naval airports, training naval pilots down in Texas. And those guys, I mean, that's a lot of stress and pressure and all the things of a type A personality that you and I are. But, I mean, they recognize they've got lives on their hands and, you know, and they want to do it right.
And there's a lot of birds in the air at one point.
Oh, yeah. It's not a easy job if you want to do it right. And the fact that we move as many people and fly as many airplanes in the airspace that we have, guys, it is remarkable how safe such a complex evolution is. Flying airplanes through the air at the rate and the amount that we do, it is a beautiful thing that mankind has been able to pull together.
But agreed, but there's also there's a level of trust involved.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that the system rewards merit and that mm-hmm. the hiring is based upon full-on capability, then you as a pilot are in the air trusting that the air traffic controller knows what he or she is doing and is giving you proper directions.
Absolutely.
When they tell you to divert, you know it's okay. When they tell you to come in on this airstrip, it's okay. And if you begin to see that erode, that trust, and they begin to second-guess each other, then the system begins to break down.
Yeah, and I mean it's everybody's got to do it right, because one mistake, you know, especially when you're talking about airlines, that's 300 people dead, just like that,
from one
little error. Now errors happen, but it is crazy to me to think that that's even part of a discussion.
So years ago, I went to Army Pathfinder School, part of which included basic air traffic control, but more like for helicopter landing zones, that kind of stuff. So I'm not trying to portray myself as mm-hmm. able to run Hartsfield. But what I'm saying is it was stressful even to sit there and do a live exercise for a grade. It was stressful to be able to call in the birds, put them into traffic patterns, and to get them in, you know, in the sequence you needed them in. I personally can't imagine what it takes to run a major airfield, or for that matter, a carrier deck. And yet you've got to know that people are hiring on merit. And we're going to take a break right now, but we come back from this break, I will tell you this. It's not just in the airlines. It's also in the military. Yeah. Fly the DEI skies. That's where we are right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, making it cool to be a conservative. So in the afternoon drive here time, I'm about to elevate people's blood pressure a little further, including Butters. Butters, air traffic controllers.
Bring it.
All right, so we were talking a few minutes ago before the last break about air traffic controllers, the importance of their job, the stress of their job. What I did not know was there is a policy that was put in place during the Obama administration that they've been sort of warring with now ever since, that specifically stated they will not look for qualifications on the hire for air traffic controlling. So here,
Wait, what?
Hang on. Daily Signal is where I got the article. Came out July of last year. House Republicans took action to reverse an Obama administration policy that critics claim prioritizes diversity over skills for hiring air traffic controllers and could be risking passengers' lives to advance a woke agenda. What they did was they're trying to eliminate what's called the biographical assessment. So here's the deal. Apparently, the FAA had for years had 36 colleges that have air traffic control degree or certification programs, plus the military, which provides air traffic control, you know, folks that have been trained and shown some competence. And they had always given hiring preferences to that, which you would imagine would be, okay, I get it. You have some competency, some background, some skills, some learning, maybe even some actual experience. No, they needed to get more diversity in the air traffic control arena. So they went away from doing what is known as a skills-based test and certification program. You don't want the skills-based test and certification program. What you really need is a biographical questionnaire that you fill out that talks about who you are and where you're from and what your demographics are, because that way it helps prioritize their hiring for air traffic control. I kid you not. In 2019, there was a massive nonprofit class action lawsuit filed against the FAA on this issue. In 2018, Tucker Carlson did a huge segment on it, talking about the risk it posed. In 2016, the FAA's Inspector General found that there had been widespread cheating on the special biographical assessment by diversity groups that were telling people how best to answer the questions so they could get hired. Article ends with, prior to the Obama policy, the FAA previously worked with 36 colleges to create the Air Traffic Collegiate Training Initiative, which offered 2- and 4-year non-engineering aviation degrees and also gave hiring preferences to veterans or those with program degrees or references from administrators plus high test scores. All that went away.
So I'm going to go on a slight tangent with that concept.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Take it, brother.
Our nuclear power plant system.
Whoop, whoop.
Lots of guys that work there are hired from our Navy nuclear power.
Wonder of wonders.
It's crazy because there's so many opportunities out there to gain years of experience operating a nuclear reactor, especially underway at sea and complicated. So naturally you would think, hey, that's probably some of the first folks we should look at to come make sure that our nuclear power plants don't kill all of us.
I find no ill will in that logic.
Maybe we shouldn't prioritize them. And it's the same thing with air traffic controllers. Like a dude that's been an air traffic controller in the Air Force or the Navy or wherever, or has any control experience. Well, okay. They've did that for 4 years, 10 years, 6 years, whatever. It's just a simple. That's just crazy.
It is. I mean, if you got somebody who was assigned to Pope Air Force Base or Wright Pat or one of the major, you know, installations where they're landing, coming and going and coming and going on a regular basis, all size aircraft, everything from, you know, huge cargo to you know, individual fighters. You got somebody who comes in and says, that was me. I did a 6-year stint at Wright Pat. I've got this experience. The military trained me this way. You're hired, man. We need you. But you're not black. So we got to go find somebody with a psychiatric disorder who's got the right demographic, or, you know, you're not intellectually challenged enough. It just boggles the mind.
I mean, I can see the perspective, particularly from an outsider, that goes, well, it's favoritism, or, you know, we're prior to, you know, veterans.
Like, it is favoritism. It's called merit.
Correct.
Why is that hard for them?
I don't get why.
I guarantee you, there's not a single liberal out there who's a pick a sport, hockey. Who's a NHL hockey fan, loves the Red Wings, who goes to a game and says, "Oh man, we got to have more diversity here." No, they want the best players to win, right? There's not a single liberal out there screaming for DEI, who lays on an operating table and looks up and sees that their, you know, chosen demographic is not their surgeon. No, they want the best surgeon.
Yeah. You want to know why they walked away from Miracle on the Hudson? Because they had one of the best crews. I mean, the things that came together and the experience that Sully Sullenberger, yep, and those guys had, yep, and the whole rest of that crew, that's why people walked away.
Wait, was yesterday the anniversary of that?
I think it was not too far.
I think it was. I think we need to look that up at some point. But, yeah, Miracle on the Hudson.
And when that happens, the only thing I care about the dude sitting in the front cockpit,
yep,
Can he save my life?
For that matter, let me ask you this. I know it doesn't relate to your military experience. Obviously, you had an entirely different type of aviation. But you look at the flight crews. And the idea that even your flight crews are they're all trained. They're trained, number one, how to try and keep people calm. They're trained in emergency procedures. When the pilot says, you know, do something, they're the ones who enforce it. They're also, by the way, trained in, you know, CPR and other things. Don't you think you want somebody who's also calm, cool, and collected in that role? They're not just serving coffee. They serve an important role on the plane. The overall safety of the plane is not just in the cockpit. It's in the whole crew. If your diversity hire is based on people who are intellectually challenged or, you know, psychiatrically disabled or, you know, physically disabled, have you just shortchanged things so you can get more diversity?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes. It's unreal to me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I would go back and watch Sully and see the way the air traffic controllers did it. Go back and listen to the stories from 9/11 and what the air traffic, the people in the aviation, like, what, I mean, they were making up stuff on the fly that made sense because they were competent, you know? I mean, I don't know.
All right, we'll come back from this break. I got a little bit more on this to close out this dipper. We got some text messages from a lot of you. If you got any more snow or ice pictures, text them to us at 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You got snow, you got ice, we'll post it here in the last half hour. Coming up, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. All you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers some major ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. So they're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, newest ones in Helena. So yes, Southern Immediate Care, they're open 7 days a week, y'all. Get sick on a Saturday, you don't wait till Monday. Go to Southern Immediate Care. So yes, they'll see all ages. I like to say it's pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of it. And they will take walk-ins. And oh, by the way, you can get like your x-rays and your shots on site. And I'll be honest with you, this is who I use. Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use. And I don't say that because they advertise on the show. They advertise on the show because I was already using them and was so pleased. I thought, I'm going to ask them what they'll do. And they said, sure, because they're owned by a right-side ruffian. So anyway, all said and done, you need some medical attention, find the location nearest to you, head on down there, Southern Immediate Care. And oh, by the way, while you're there filling out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side. I would appreciate that very much. Is that Jeff from Indiana's on the line? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Trying to stay warm, man. What do you think?
you made the route today, though, didn't you?
I'm in Kentucky heading south. I haven't even made it to Bowling Green yet. So.
Holy smokes. That's a late day for you, buddy.
Yesterday and today, everything we've had, they put the coking coal on down there in Birmingham, and then they have to put like a couple thousand gallons of water on it to quench it. And then they brought the trailers to northern Indiana up here with about 3 degrees below zero. So we have a coking coal popsicle that they can't get off the trailer. So that's...
Oh, my gosh.
So they finally did it. Got me one today, and I'm heading south, finally.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, you be safe on the road because it gets dark here for too long. But what was the weather like up there? I mean, besides being super-duper cold, did you get some snow?
We didn't get hardly any snow. Maybe about an inch, if that. But windy and very cold. It's bone-chilling.
Well, somebody sent in a text, and I'm going to take it at face value, but they said there's parts of Alabama that are colder than Antarctica right now.
I don't doubt that. We're just a few degrees colder than what you are usually. So this is kind of, we don't see this kind of weather very often either.
Well, I got family in Michigan, and they're kind of laughing at us because they're at -5, and they're like, "What's the big deal where you are?" But it's cold. That's what's a big deal.
Exactly.
What do you think about this DEI, Fly the DEI Skies segment I'm doing?
Why are you talking about something insignificant like air traffic controls and everything? The biggest DEI hire is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, they're the ones who could really screw things up, Flying is just a small part of the thing. I could only kill thousands of people. They're bound to kill millions of people if they stay in power.
So are you telling me that diversity, equity, and inclusion is why we have President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm pretty much saying the Democrats are all in for it because apparently they wanted somebody who was incompetent to run the government that just because he wasn't Donald Trump, that's the only thing I can figure. And then his vice president, I don't even trust she seems smart enough to ride on a plane, let alone, do anything else with one.
Speaking of Donald Trump, let me ask you this. Going back to the beginning of the show, Trump came out big last night in the caucuses in Iowa. Your thoughts on that?
I was totally seen. I mean, I knew that was going to happen. Like I say, DeSantis, and if he drops out, his people are going to go to Trump. And Nikki Haley, it's like she's Liz Cheney of the Republican Party right now, as far as I'm concerned, because she's just kind of like the no Trumpers or whatever. Well, we're going to vote for her because we don't like Donald. So,
well, I agree. I mean, at first I thought, her candidacy is interesting. Maybe she's a vice president at the very least for Trump. I don't want her in the administration now. I mean, I don't.
Oh, no. No.
In fact, her previous role in the last Trump administration as ambassador to UN was almost fitting by what I've begun to feel about her now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the UN, we need to pull out of there. Come on. All it is a hate Israel and poke the United States for money operation. That's all it is. So I don't even know why we're in there.
Well, we're more than just in there. They own a huge piece of ground in New York City. I mean, it's unreal.
Maybe we should house illegal aliens there, you think?
Hey, there's an idea. There's the new illegal immigrant hotel. I like it.
I do too.
All right, brother. Hey, listen, you be careful on the road. I know you got a long evening ahead of you, but do what you got to do and take it low and slow if you have to. All right.
As long as I get through Nashville and find the roads in the, I guess Alabama. It's like I say, if you see a snow, one of my coworkers actually seen some snowplows in northern Alabama here earlier today. So I didn't even know you had anything like that down there.
Yeah, they come out about once a decade. But all right, man, be careful. We'll talk to you.
Have a good one, Phil. Right, stay warm.
Back on this dipper that I'm doing right now. Gosh, he's got a late day, doesn't he? He's still coming down. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ugh. Keeping America rolling. So Elon Musk called out this DEI in the skies, right? I'm fly in the DEI skies. Elon Musk dinged Boeing hard last week. So you may recall that Alaska Airlines had a bit of an incident when one of their door plugs blew out in mid-flight. And, like, no one died, but it's a good thing that people were wearing their seatbelts because, like, you know, personal possessions and all kinds of stuff started getting sucked out of the plane. So Elon Musk tweeted out, "Do you want to fly in an airplane where they prioritize DEI hiring over your safety? This is actually happening." That was his tweet. Did not sit well with Boeing. But Boeing cannot deny that they are into DEI hiring, and that includes their mechanics. What the heck, man? I mean, anyway, they do see it. They know what they're doing. Boeing, by the way, Boeing's been all in, bro. So, like, in 2023, they were bragging. "We exceeded our target of 92% of interview slates being diverse, resulting in 47% diverse hires at the management and executive levels. And for 2023, we've raised that bar and expect at least 92.5% of our slate will be diverse." Meanwhile, they got door plugs flying out.
Well, so not to give any of them a pass, I think it is worth pointing out part of why this stuff is happening isn't just because they're ideologues. It's because it's directly related to their access to money because of all of the ESG and all of that kind of stuff that's going on. And it affects their profit, their profitability, their shareholder values, and all of that kind of stuff. So as much as we go, "Oh, this is crazy," well, they're being driven down a path, and it's pretty scary.
They're being driven down a path. Luckily, I feel like some of that market is self-correcting now at this point, because even BlackRock is beginning to go, okay, ESG is not working. We're losing a lot of money. Meanwhile, companies like Boeing are still bragging about their ESG score because they haven't caught on yet that what they're really doing is endangering lives. I guarantee you, you have a jet go down with 300 souls on board, lose those lives, watch and see how much you pay out. It's going to be a lot,
yeah.
Especially when they find the gross negligence in the DEI hire. Well,
that's one of the reasons why aviation is actually so safe, is because if a mishap happens, it's a lot of dead people all at once.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Do I want to do this one right here? I got a story here from Dallas News. Just the fact that American Airlines has been working hard to, quote, increase the representation of people of color in the pilot and executive ranks, because they don't have enough. They got an industry shortage, but yet they're prioritizing their hire based on demographics as opposed to, "You fly? Come on in. We'll talk to you." No. And then there's the military. So this, by the way, this one's got some age on it. This came out in 2022. I brought it up because it fits into what we're doing. Because under the Biden administration, DEI is a disease that is infecting so much. But as we fly the DEI skies, just understand that is not just civilian aviation. military aviation. Story here, Charlie Kirk wrote this one back in 2022. He says, the one remaining institution that did not appear to be overtly politicized, the U.S. military, has become incredibly and dangerously so under the Biden regime, and that's not going to end well for our country. He points out that one of the most recent things that was said that was so egregious was Air Force Major General Ed Thomas, who was, by the way, chief of the branch's recruiting command. He wrote, there are too many white males flying fighter planes. Lamenting that 86% of the service's pilots are white men, Thomas, who is white and an apologist, said that the death of George Floyd should compel the service to change its ethnic makeup because it's one of the toughest jobs in the world and substandardness simply cannot ever suffice. But if you're looking for people not based upon skill and merit, and you're looking at demographics alone as a primary, then what you're doing is immediately going substandard because you're hiring people not on what they can do, but upon who they are.
And the big thought I have on that when I was in the ranks of dealing with that and looking around at the faces of the people I worked with, a lot of it is simply it's just the household you come from. There's just not a lot of minority families that are like, yeah, go off and be a fighter pilot. And that's changing. It is growing.
It is growing
as more and more word gets out of like this is a possibility, but you know, 30 years ago, I mean, how many minority families are like, oh, this is even a thing, you know, that I might want to encourage my son or daughter to go do. And that's why you have a lot of what appears, you know, it's not, I don't know, that's my take on it. You know, I work with a lot of people of a lot of different races, creeds, nationalities,
yep,
all judged on how good they could perform.
That's exactly right. I had, when I was a battalion commander, I had company commanders of every demographic, and they were some of the finest young officers I ever worked with. Same with the NCO Corps, absolutely. And the very idea, and I don't remember ever once, I never once looked at one of them and said, well, you're this demographic, so that I need you in that slot. I looked at it and said, you're a troop leader. You can lead people under stressful combat-oriented situations, and you need to be there.
I judge you more for being an Army guy.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to end this segment right now because it's just raising my blood pressure. Go ahead, brother. Take us to the break. We'll take the last break of the day. We'll come right back, catch up on some text messages. It's been a full frozen day. You guys try to stay warm out there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, just making common sense like a superpower up in here. I got a bunch of texts. I'm going to try and catch a few of those. And you got a text from one of your South Carolina sources. Did you want to touch on that real quick? All right, you want to grab it real quick?
Oh, yeah, give me just a second. Let me pull it back up. I want to make sure I'm not misquoting.
While you do that, we got a brand new texter in the line, Ray from Hazel Green. Ray from Hazel Green, we're glad you're in the queue with us, brother. He says, of course, the Biden administration would target hiring the mentally challenged. That's his base voters. Welcome to the text line, Ray. Make sure you plug his name in when you get a chance, man.
Okay.
What you got?
Yeah, so I just shot a quick text asking somebody, one of a resource in South Carolina, and I got the answer of some people like, this is talking about Nikki Haley, and you know, what are the thoughts in South Carolina? Some people like her, but a lot of people have issues. I think she's got no real convictions, so won't be voting for her. Met her under some circumstances, and the biggest issue is, biggest issue I have with her is she's milking influence for personal financial gain. That's
wow.
That's the impression. And this is somewhat a little bit older and a little bit wiser, so not
Whose opinion you actually trust.
Yes, yes, implicitly.
And since I know who it is, I think that's probably very much the case.
Yep.
Wow. Cogent thought patterns. All right. So going back to our other text line, Navy Phil from Athens says, as a sailor, this hiring of military pilots, mental issues may be a qualifier. Because those Navy pilots are a bit crazy, as they can then put them down on the pitching deck of a carrier. Any pilot can put down on a landing strip that's not moving.
He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong. But you want controlled chaos.
Yes, yes. You want controlled, managed chaos. But, yes, there's got to be something slightly not – that's the same with jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. There's got to be something not quite right.
Little on the edge, little edgy. TL from Huntsville says, with the World Economic Forum saying that we'll own nothing and the green religion saying we should stay in our 15-minute cities, is the FAA joining that movement by trying to make airline travel undesirable and compromised? So many questions, he says. TL, solid, man. JT Lacey Springs, FAA considerations are uncomfortable. Imagine in the not-distant future, PA announcement, this is your captain, I'm working from home today. AI flying the plane. Ben from Decatur, I wouldn't choose this MD to even butter my toast. Another DEI. Oh, yeah, this is Admiral Rachel Levine. Yes, that's awful. Diversity hire.
I'm a little offended that you used the word butter.
Don't go there, bro. It's okay. It's all right. By the way, you got that that Ray from Hazel Green to plug in. We've also got another new one, Robert from Hazel Green. Says, don't know why, but I wonder what Kareem thinks about DEI hiring. Betcha he's screaming at the radio. He might be. He might be. I'm pretty sure that even Kareem wants to know he has the best surgeon or whatever else.
And what I've found, you know, there's a lot of good conversation of, well, why does a squadron, you know, why does it look like a bunch of white guys? That's some conversation to have. How did we get here?
Have the conversation, but the result is going to wind up being you didn't exclude somebody. Not that you brought them in because,
right.
But you didn't keep them out because.
And all this garbage, this DEI garbage to me, all it does is it makes it really hard to have actual legitimate conversations that need to be had.
There's a great interview with Morgan Freeman, who I love his acting, but Morgan Freeman, I've forgotten who he was being interviewed with, and they asked him the question, how do we get rid of racism in America? And the first thing he said was, stop talking about it. I mean, the liberals constantly want to label and divide and create their intersectionalities, and all they're really doing is enhancing the perception that it's everywhere, it's all around me, I can't get rid of it, because you keep talking about it. I mean, I'm not saying avoid the topic if you got a problem. What I'm saying is don't create the problem by jumping on the topic every single minute of the day. Just thought. Joe from Owens Crossroads says, says, getting my whoopee. He's got a fire, a little fire pit going out there on a snow-covered deck, and he's about to, with a beer bottle sitting there waiting for him. It's get that whoopee, man. By the way, that is the finest piece of military gear. We call it the whoopee. You probably don't have that in the Navy, but it's we call it a poncho liner. It's a blanket that has unique properties. I cannot explain it. It is lightweight. You can crush it down into about the size of a football, expand that thing out. It just keeps you warm no matter where you are.
I used one of those in SEER school. I did not carry one with me in the jet.
That's the kind of thing that if you get issued one of those, you just somehow you lose that one and never have to turn it back in. David from Athens says, remember those south of the equator are now in the summer months. That's why it's called warmer in the Antarctic. Well, just trying to spoil my fun. Still got snow and ice down there, though. Icebergs and stuff. Cold. Anyway, thank you, David. John from Huntsville. Grades are in. Phil, both you and Butters were absolutely amazing today. Not a single point deduction. Perfection. Also, I gave both of you 10 extra free points because I felt bad you guys missed out on the icy snow fun and because Boomer always hated when I gave extra credit points that he felt like were unearned. So you and Butters both get a supersized A triple plus. Congratulations, John Paul Huntsville.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much.
Be safe.
All that to say, we had a great day. On a day I wasn't sure if we were going to have a day. Y'all stay warm out there. Watch the roads. Be careful what you do. We're back here tomorrow. See you then. right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right.